So we got a text message from our engineer last night. And whenever you get a text message late at night from especially like an engineer or someone in IT or something like that,
you who think, what's
is
wrong?
At your work. Yes,
what's
exactly.
Wrong?
You're like, oh,
what's
my
broke?
Gosh.
What's not working? What's wrong?
What am I going to deal with? Because you and I work before a lot of the other staff gets here.
Right.
And so it's like, okay, what are we going to be walking into?
Right.
And so he just sends us a screenshot of the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet.
Oh, boy. Things are planned.
There are... Okay, so we've been talking about the closure on I-65 for now a couple months, which is still going to be a surprise come June 1st for many of you.
It's looming. It's going to be an ongoing surprise. It's not going to be a thing maybe by June 3rd people all get it.
Right.
No.
That's going to be a thing where it's like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. It's going to continue on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he sends this text, and it's like, now it's I-64. And I'm like, what? And
what is going on?
The Kentucky Transportation Cabinet has awarded a contract for a preventative maintenance project of I-64 bridges, the Riverside Expressway, which is basically adjacent to the Ohio River. So it's from I-65 over to 264 on the west end. This work is going to begin on Monday.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up! Why? Why all at the same time? Couldn't we delay this? Is this necessary?
Right. That's the whole point. It's like, hang on
is
a second.
This necessary now?
You're going to start a project to repair I-64 now?
Did you guys, like, share notes? Did you involve each other in the meetings?
Like,
did we?
Hey, you know what would be funny?
Did we email each other?
You know what would be funny? You know what would be funny? It would be funny if, you know, right before we shut down I-65, we shut down I-64. Wouldn't that be funny?
It's
and they're like,
exactly
you know
what? Like what they sound like.
They'd be like, no, we couldn't. No, we couldn't.
Yeah,
all,
we could.
All right.
Yeah,
we could. Yeah, you know what?
We could.
We could.
Chat, watch this.
I mean, chat, watch this. Now that we're streaming on Twitch, it's like, hey, chat, watch this. We're going to shut down two major highways. So they post this on Facebook, and obviously the comments erupt. And they had to go back and edit their post to add some clarity.
To clarify, to squash some of the widespread
panic. Oh my
gosh.
Okay, so here is the update from the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet. Overnight single lane closures and shoulder closures will not occur during the two-month closure of I-65 from downtown to the Watterson.
Okay.
However, single lane closures and shoulder closures are possible overnight within the project limits on I-64.
So
beginning
just single
Monday.
Lane.
Yes.
Okay.
And most of it is going to impact interstate travel during the planned two-month... it's going to limit impact during the I-65 closure. So they had to go back and sort of, like, clarify that.
And say, whoa.
Here's why. Sherry G. comments on Facebook. Is this a joke? No way you're shutting down I-65 and also doing another big project on 64 and starting them both at the same time.
Yeah.
Ralph G. Are you all attempting to shut down the entire city?
Yes, that's the entire thing. That's the reason why we're doing this, of course.
Greg P., I love the very last part of your post. Plan ahead while traveling. I understand 65 has to be shut down to repair three overpasses, but to do a preventative maintenance project on the most people's detour route is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yes, Alan W., why don't they just say the whole city's under construction? Just stay home.
Yeah. Matthew A., that's thoroughly ignorant to schedule this during the I-65 shutdown. These complete fools,
incompetent fools,
obviously don't live in Louisville and don't have to deal with the chaos they create.
Yeah, Chris W., to quote Mr. Hand from
Fast Times at Ridgemont High,
what are you people on dope?
Facebook comments from the Kentucky Transportation Cabinet's post of them closing I-64, closing it out from Melvin B.
Yeah.
Them fools need to wait till 65 open back up.
Yeah, it's like they didn't they hear?
Them fools.
Didn't they hear?
Them fools
didn't
need to wait. Didn't they hear?
Don't they work in the same department?
I don't know if they know, but they are actually doing a project on
I-65.
Who's going to
tell them? Who's going to tell them?
Who's going to tell them they're already doing this?
Are we going to tell them?
Are we telling them?
They told them.
Jamie texts, as a driver coming from Indiana, I know that they think it's funny. to cause shutting down both bridges at the same time. Happened all the time.
I know. We just picture them in an ivory tower somewhere. Just like...
in Frankfurt.
Drunk with power.
Going, what city should we sprinkle our fairy dust on now?
Yeah, J-Mart says, I'm buying a jetpack. Yes.
Yeah.
1,000%.
So...
that seems like it'd come in handy right about now.
So again, Kentucky Transportation Cabinet had to kind of roll back and edit their original post. Because
say, calm down, fam. Calm down.
Hey, I know you're all sort of
worked up
a little bit over the I-65 thing, but now I-64, this is just going to be an overnight thing, and it shouldn't impact I-65.
Just a little hiccup.
That's what they're saying.
While you're sleeping,
it quote shouldn't impact I-65.
It shouldn't.
Yes. So there you go. Yes, that is kind of a Facebook fight there, Stephanie.
It is a little bit.
On 99.7 DJX.